You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because guess what? It's about time for your miracle. We thank God for this radio station as we ought to come on and say we thank God for WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, making it possible for us to come into your cars, into your homes, however you're tuning in to your Cypress audience. We're so grateful to have you this morning on this Monday morning, knowing that God can, knowing that he will, and he have, and he's going to continue to do what he say he's going to do. Amen. Here on this, July 8th, 2024, I know God is still on the throne. I know God is still working miracles. No matter what you're facing, no matter what it looks like, God still works miracles. Again, tag and share with somebody. Wake them up. Let them know Apostle Curtis Watkins is on the air. Amen. Again, what station is he on? I'm so glad you're excited about it. It is WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Praise our God. Where it is about time for your miracle. No matter what you're facing with, again, no matter what it looks like, it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to get up. Time for you to come across. It's time for you to come through and come out. Why? Because it's time for your miracle. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time that we could come into the ear gates of your people and the eye gates of your people. We thank you now, God, that all things are made possible because you're on the throne. We thank you because you kept us all night long, God, while we slumbered and slept, Father. You kept us covered in your blood. And God, we thank you because you woke us up early this morning, starting us on our way, God. Some at work, God. Some on vacation, Father. Some that had to take care of business today, God. Or either they just had it today to relax, God. We're grateful for how you're taking care of us. We're grateful for what you're going to do. Now, God, touch each and every one on the side of this Facebook audience, God, on the side of the radio dial, Father. Touch them right now, Father. Meet every need in their life. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. And Father, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Praise God to all of you that's watching, all of you that's listening. Praise God for you. Thank God for you. Amen. Again, tuning into the radio broadcast of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Thank God for Lady Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins, my wife. God bless her. We thank God for our church mother, Mother Brown. Bless you. And to all the prophets, and to all the evangelists, and to all the elders. Amen. Hallelujah. And to all the saints of God that make up that congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank God for you. Again, we want to send out our condolence, and we want to pray for the bereaved family, the sick and shut in, those that are sick and shut in. We want to continue to pray for them. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved family. Amen. Hallelujah. That God will see this family through. Again, we want to continue to pray for Brother Tim Dembaugh. Amen. Praise our God in the passing of his uncle and his auntie. Amen. Hallelujah. The funeral service for them will be, the viewing will be Friday. Amen. Friday at 4 from 4 to 6 at Lewis Ray Mortuary in Titusville. And also then the services will be for them on Saturday at Bethlehem at 11 o'clock. They will have a double funeral, husband and wife, Mr. Billy DeSue and Mrs. DeSue. Praise our God. You know, they just funeralized. Well, they just had funeralized the son before, a couple of weeks before, weekends before. Now it's the mother and the father of the son. Praise our God, which is brother Minister Tim, uncle and auntie. So let's pray for him, pray for them. Also, we want to thank God and continue to pray for the Brown family, the Britt family, which is Miss Willie Mae Britt. Continue to pray for them in the funeralizing of her husband on last Saturday. Thank God for all of you that showed up and pray and will be praying for them. Thank God for you. And those of you that I don't know, you may know, we're praying for you that God will see you through on days and times where the enemy would try to come in to try to make you feel that, okay, they're gone, now it's no more use. But we pray your strength in God right now. In the name of Jesus, praise our God. Listen, I want to let you know God is still on the throne, and we send out our condolence to the bishop in Fort Pierce and his wife. Amen. Tragedy passed away. Evangelist Mar, thank you for letting us know. We're praying for this family that God would see them through. Amen. So we want you to be in prayer for these people that God and the family that God would see them through. Amen. Listen, I want you to know that God is still on the throne. Amen. No matter what it looks like, again, no matter what it feels like, God is still on the throne. And we must know this without a shadow of a doubt, that our God reigns. Our God reign. When I say our God reign, he rules. Come on. He's still in control. It's not out of control, but it's in control. Hallelujah. God bless you, Timothy Jenkins. Hallelujah. God bless you, Evangelist Patty Harvey. God bless you. Hallelujah. God is still in control, no matter what it looks like. God bless you, Mitchell. Sister Mitchell, God bless you. God is still in control, and he want to make sure. You want to make sure that you trust in God, because guess what? The Bible says, the Word of God says, trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding. Come on, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Lean not to our own understanding. In all thy ways, do what? Acknowledge him, and he shall what? Direct our path. God bless you, Evangelist Mitchell. God bless you, Catherine. God bless you. I tell you, oh, praise God. God bless you, Pastor George Jones. I'm telling you, I know God is still in the healing business. Praise our God. The enemy tried. She's online. The enemy tried to slip away. The enemy tried. But guess what? Our God reigns and he rules. Amen. And he has the last say so. Praise God. She's online. And we send out our condolences to Bishop. Amen. In the passing of his mother, 100 and some years old, we send out our condolences to this family. We're praying for you, Pastor George Jones and Bishop. We're praying for you. Amen. That God will see you all through. Again, I was saying, God, he reigns. He rules. Come on. But we got to trust in him. We got to trust in him, no matter what the enemy is trying to set up camp, trying to make us look like. Our God don't reign. Our God don't rule. He reign and he rules. Come on. Hallelujah. And he can do what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, and come on, when he wants to do it. Praise our God. I want you to know today that you're not in nothing that God can't bring you out. I want you to know today you're not facing a situation that is too hard for God. Praise our God. He rules and he reigns. Praise our God. I want you to be of good courage today. Hold your head up. Come on. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise our God. Also, we want to be in prayer. You may know him. He's well known all over the world. We want to be in prayer for the Pastor Kirby Brown family. Amen. In the passing of Pastor Kirby Brown, we want you to be in prayer for this family. That God would see them through. praise our God. Amen. He's well known. He's a singer. He's well known. Hallelujah. Bishop Hezekiah Walker, he sings with them. Love Tabernacle Fellowship Church. We want to be in prayer for this family. Again, God reigns and he rules. And I'm telling you, the enemy has no authority over you. But we must do this. We must believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. See, because the word of God tells us, come on, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, according to the scripture right here, in all thy ways, do what? Acknowledge him and he shall. That's a guarantee. He shall direct our path. Why? Because we're trusting in God. Come on. Again, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we shall trust in the name of our Lord, our Savior. He's a healer. Come on. I got some witnesses. He's a deliverer. I got some witnesses. He's a mind regulator. I got some witnesses. He's a heart fixer. I got some witnesses. Come on. I can back up what I say. You can back up what you say through the word of God. Because guess what? God is. God is. God is our refuge. God is our peace. Come on. That's why we can't lean to our own. That's why we got to acknowledge him in all thy ways. Come on. So he's getting ready to do what? Direct your path. He's getting ready to bring you out. He's getting ready to open up doors where you couldn't see the doors, where you couldn't fathom or visualize that you're coming out this thing. But the enemy has come to try to wear the saints out. The enemy has tried to come to throw a curveball to tell you that God is not who he say he is. But I beg the difference, and I come to plead the blood and let the enemy know that our God reign. He rules. Our God reign and he rules. Our God still have the power. Our God will always have the power because he said there is no other God before me. Come on. That's why we can't lean to our own understanding. That's why we got to acknowledge him in all thy ways. I come to build your faith up this morning. Some of you are going through some difficult situations and say you're not coming out. God bless you, Sister Hill. God bless you. Some of you say you're not coming out. Some say you're in this. And God, if he's God, why are you going through this? I preached on yesterday. Hallelujah. You was chosen for this. You was chosen for that. Circumstances of that situation that you're in because God himself, come on, has chosen you. You've been handpicked to go through that. You've been handpicked because he will bring you out. You've been handpicked because he will make a way out of no way. You've been handpicked because he will turn it around. He'll turn it around. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is believe him. All you got to do is walk in, allow God to do what he's doing. Come on, don't fret. Don't fear, don't give up, don't give out, don't give in, but trust in God. Trust in God. Praise our God. We can trust God when we can't trust nothing else. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, I give God praise today. I give him the glory. I give him the honor today. Why? Because he's still who he say he is. My God, I wish I had some witnesses out there. I know I do. He's still who he say he is. He's never lost a case. He's never lost a patient. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. He's always opened up doors that seemed like it couldn't open up, seemed like you couldn't maneuver to it, through it, but God opened it up. Come on. He's always made a way out of no way. I come to tell you today that our God reigns and he's still on the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. There is no other God besides him. Nobody else can do it, excuse me, like him. Nobody else can make a way out of way but him. When it looks like your back is against the wall, when it seems like you're not coming out, when it seems like the enemy has stricken your body, tried to bring things up on you, just out the blue, God steps in and he fight for you. He heal you. According to the scripture, Isaiah say he was wounded. Hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Good morning, daughter. Hallelujah. By his stripes, glory, hallelujah, we are healed. Come on, hallelujah. We want you to know today that Jesus is the answer, hallelujah, for the world today. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is, come on, all you got to do is give it to him. Some things you cannot handle. Some things you cannot handle on your own. You need God to take you through it. You need God to direct you. You need God to tell you what to do. Come on. Hallelujah. Now, our job is just to believe God. Our job is not to try to fix it, because you can't fix it. Come on. You can't handle it. Hallelujah. You can't handle it. You can't maneuver it. So guess what? According to the scripture, because he reigned and he rules, come on, he can change the situation when the situation looks like it's not going to change. But we got to do what? Believe him. We got to do what? Take him at his word. Why? Because he rules. He reigns. God has the last say so. The first, the middle, and the last. Because he said, I'm the beginning and I'm the end. So guess what? By him reigning and ruling, he's going to change your situation. I don't care what you be faced with, my brother. I don't care what you be faced with, my sister. Guess what? God is who he say he is. He's still God. He's still God. Praise our God. He's still God. Also, we want to be in prayer for Pastor John Davis. Amen. Be in prayer for him. I've got some news. The enemy's trying to trick his body. He's in intensive care. Let's be in prayer for him. But God rule and God reigns. Amen. Hallelujah. He rules and he reigns. People of God, saints of God, pastors, come on, apostles, prophets, evangelists, hallelujah, pastors, teachers, I'm talking to us. Come on, we can't faint now. We can't faint, saints of God, we can't faint. We must hold on to the horns of the altar. Why? Because he reigns and he rules and he has the last say so. You got to keep preaching his word. You got to be instant in season. You got to be instant out of season. You got to preach it when they don't want to hear it. You got to preach it when it don't seem like it ain't nothing happening. The word of God stands. Don't give up. Hold fast to the horns of the altar. Hold on to the horns of the altar, because he that will come shall come. And he's going to deliver you. He's going to heal you. He's going to set you free. Now, because you went through that, that don't mean that God is doing something to you. God is getting the glory out of everything you've gone through. You don't have to hold your head down. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to give up. Hallelujah. Because I know what the scripture say. He give power to the faint. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, let the weak say that I'm strong. Let the oppressed say that I've been set free. Come on. Our God rules. He reigns. Hallelujah. He reigns. Come on. Praise God. We talk this word, but we got to walk it and we got to live it. Come on. Even in the midst of our time, God bless you, Sister Arlene, in the midst of hard times, we got to walk in this word. We got to meditate in this word. Come on. We can't give up. We can't give out, because he rules and he reigns. That's what I'm talking about today. He rules and he reigns. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. God chose me to go through this because he rules and he reigns. God handpicked me. Come on. For me to go through this because he rules and he reigns. And he's going to what? Prove himself. Oh my God. He's going to prove himself in the midst of what we're in. He's going to let this situation, hallelujah, not overtake me, but he's going to bring me through the situation. In order to go through something, we got to walk through it. We got to prepare ourselves. Come on. God is with me. God is with us. Come on. Let me go get some witnesses right here. Remember when the Hebrew boys went into the fiery furnace? Before they went in there, because God ruled and he reigned, before they went in there, they said this. Come on. If he don't deliver us. Somebody better say amen right now because I'm about to get up. If he don't deliver us, we know he can. My God, help me. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. They say we know he can. So because God ruled and he reigns, you got to know no matter what situation you're in, my brother or my sister, God rule and he reigns and he will deliver you. He will deliver you. Come on. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Come on. Yes, he will. Somebody said, well, I've been in this. God haven't delivered me yet. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold that thought. He rules and he reigns and he will deliver you when he wants to, how he wants to, come on, where he wants to, come on. He's still God. It does not nullify because you're in the situation and you're still in there. Guess what? You in there, but God did this for the Hebrew boys. They were in there, but he took the heat out the fire. Oh, my goodness. He took the heat out the fire. Come on. So what you're saying, Apostle, I'm saying you in this, but our God ruled and he reigns today. I just got to come down. I feel, oh, my God, because that thing has come, it have come alive to me. This word have come alive to me. This word got to come alive to you. Because he rules and he reigns and he's our God and he can bring you through it. Hallelujah. He can bring you through it. Anything you in today. Come on. According to the word of God, he made the heavens and he made the earth. Jesus. Do you not know who we serving? We serving an almighty God. Hallelujah. That situation, my brother, that you're in does not have the power and the authority, hallelujah, over your life. My sister, come on. Pastor, apostle, come on. Evangelist, come on. Teacher, prophet, that situation does not have the final say-so over your life because he rules and he reigns. My God. He will overturn. Oh, my God. Here it go. He will overturn. Oh, my God. Listen to what I'm saying again. He will overturn. Overturn. Listen at the last part. Overturn it. Why? Because he rules. Jesus, help me today. Help me today. He rules and he reigns. That was for somebody else going through right now. He will. He will. He shall. It's a guarantee. Overturn it. Because he rules and he reigns today. I don't care what you're in. God bless you. Even the prophet Mitchell. God bless you. God bless you. No matter what you're going through. No matter what you're going through. God will bring you out. God will deliver you. God will open up doors. I don't care how many closes in your face. God will open up. Hallelujah. Come on. I got some witnesses. Got some witnesses. Not did only he open up doors, but let me back up. He opened up the Red Sea so he could open up that door. It ain't too nothing too hard for you. He'll overturn it. He'll overturn it today. He'll bring you out today. Hallelujah. And it worked for your good. Come, because he rules and he reigns. I'm talking to somebody. You on the highway. You driving. You driving that truck, and it seems like you're going through state to state, and it seems like things ain't working out. God will overturn it. Come on. You sitting at the table listening to me by the way of the radio. Come on. Hallelujah. He will overturn it. He will turn it around. Come on. You're watching on Cypress Audience. He will turn it around. He will heal you. He will open up doors. He will give you the desires of your heart. He will because he rules. That's what I'm talking about. He rules today. The situation does not rule you. Jesus. You got to know your word. And you got to speak the word. In the midst of what you're in. You got to let the enemy know. Okay. You trying to take me through this. But I've got word on you. Okay, come on. Let me go get Jesus for a witness. The Bible said, after Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Come on. He was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Then what Satan said, come on, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. So you got to let the enemy know with word. I'm not fighting you with flesh. I'm not fighting you with my own mind, but I'm coming in the spirit of God because he rules and he reigns. God bless you, cousin. God bless you, Apostle Baker. He rules and he reigns. God rules and reigns, and he has the last say so over every situation that you're facing. Why? Because he have handpicked you. Uh-oh. Man didn't pick you. Man can't fire you. Man has not the say so over you. God rules and he reigns. Come on. Strap up your boots and let's go. Come on. We're in a war. We are fighting, but we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities. Come on. Rulers of darkness of this world. Because God rules and he reigns, and we must hold fast. Come on. My time is come and gone. We must hold fast to what we believe in. Hold fast to your faith. Because the enemy is trying to trap you up. But guess what? He rules and he reigns. And he's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you through. Listen, my time is coming gone. My time is coming gone. Just in case you don't know Jesus and the pardoners of your sins, all you got to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. You don't have to write a letter. You don't have to get nobody's opinion about it. That's what he said. He said, thou shalt be saved. And that's what it is. Because he ruled and he reigned. Listen, my time has come close. But this week, you're going to go through some things. Just know that he ruled and he reigns. This week, you're going to be faced with some obstacles. Just know that he rules and he reigns. Come on. Hallelujah. And he will bring you out. He will bring you through. He will make a way out of no way for you. Thank all of you has joined into the radio broadcast by Cypress audience. Thank you. God bless all of you. Come on. He rules. He reigns. I come to encourage you today. Stand on in here. Don't hang in here. Stand. Because the strippers, they haven't done all. Stand. When you've done everything you know to do, stand. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path because he rule and he reign. Until Friday morning, same station, same time. What station? I'm so glad you asked. I got to hurry here. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. AM dial. It's about time for your miracle. Be blessed.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle